Blog Talk Radio.
And happy Saturday, everyone. Welcome to Barefoot is Legal Radio via freedomizerradio.com and blogtalkradio.com. I am your host, Cat Deer Stone, and I am being joined by Nicola, and also we got Patty Peaceful on the line, and we will have Christy Kleba on as well.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hi, everybody.
Howdy, howdy.
This is Patty Peaceful at the Dragon Con. How are y'all doing?
Doing good.
Doing good. I'm so jelly that you're at Dragon Con.
Oh my God! I mean, like, so I'm like starstruck right now. Oh my goodness! I just got pictures taken with Bob Bergen, the voice of Porky, Tweety the Pig, Marvin the Martian. Like, who? Everybody grew up watching him, and I actually talked to him about Barefoot is Legal, and he wants information sent to him. How cool is that?
Very cool.
Right on.
Yeah, I think I'm the only barefoot person down here. So, but yeah, I'm like on cloud 1,000.
Yeah, that might be true, except for those few and far between cosplayers. I know they'll be dressed up in the in those particular costumes. Let's see,
yeah. Oh yeah, I have like tons of pictures.
Cool.
Yeah. Tons of pictures with people, and I mean, I am having a blast. So,
right on.
How's everybody's week been so far?
Okay.
Been pretty good, pretty good. Pretty good. I actually just got back in from a farmer's market and stopped at a racetrack gas station for slushy, and then went over to Lowe's hardware store to get some paint for the Neverending House projects over here. And yes, I did all that barefoot.
Right on. Well, heck, I've been all over the streets of Atlanta, from the Sheraton to the Hyatt to the Marriott. That's where I'm at right now, is the Marriott. And oh, guess what? Who doesn't like Flash Gordon? I just met Flash Gordon. That is like so super cool.
Really?
I loved the picture of you with the Predator this morning. It was awesome.
Heck yeah.
Yeah, that was cool. Right,
this week, you guys, this is Kalinke. Good morning.
Good morning, afternoon.
Oh, yeah, it is afternoon. Yeah.
Oh, my God. I wish y'all were down here with me. I'm going to come kidnap all of you right now.
Yeah.
Kidnapping is a very good idea.
There. That would be awesome.
Oh, it is. It is.
Well, I just wanted to tell you guys, if you didn't see the pictures, that, you know, I'm doing a garden challenge with my other group, Freedomizer Sustainable Living. So we're doing a fall garden, and I don't have a tiller, so I needed to dig up and get the soil prepared for planting, and I did it with a shovel, barefoot.
Ouch.
Which wasn't
too bad. No, actually, I figured out a way to, you know, put my foot on it to where it didn't hurt. But I didn't do, you know, Tracy did the majority of it, because they don't let me do a whole lot because I end up not feeling well, which I did.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, did you see the pictures?
I've not seen them yet.
I have not seen them. I've been out and about.
Yeah. Oh, well, I posted them the other day.
I'm sorry. I will most definitely look at them.
Yeah, I posted one the other day, and I thought it was pretty awesome. But I, like I said, I couldn't do very much, but I'm definitely getting my fall garden ready to be planted.
Yeah,
I got
I saw,
the seeds growing.
I saw pictures from earlier when you got started, and it looks pretty darn good.
Yeah, the seeds that I planted are just growing like crazy. I thought I was going to have at least a couple of weeks, and it's only been like a week, and those things are huge already. And I'm like, I've got to get these babies in the ground.
Right on. I know I have to start mine here like real soon. Working third shift, it really kind of stinks because, sorry, and I'm sorry if there's a lot of background noise, y'all. I'm just kind of walking around this starstruck trying to figure out who's next.
Yeah. So you're going to plant too? That's awesome.
Yeah, I'm going to do some stuff in the house and some stuff outside as well. I figure if I do it in the house, like you and Nicola have said, that I might actually be able to maintain it and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, working third shift and trying to maintain any kind of normal activity is, like, really hard to do.
It really is. That's why I kind of, you know, I felt bad. I couldn't be on the show all day today with y'all, but I wanted to at least call in and touch base because third shift. Plus, I haven't been on Facebook that much.
Really? Mm-hmm. You share all those pictures that you're getting because I am so jealous of you right now. You don't even know.
I'm sorry. I'm just like, oh,
me
my
too.
Goodness. This is like one of those bucket list things, you know?
Absolutely. And you're running around like the only person barefoot, right? So you're
our barefoot ambassador
for the day.
The only one. I'm serious. I have been like eye hawking, and I've had a couple looks. But, you know,
yeah,
whatever.
Next time you go to something like that, you need a big-ass button that says, barefoot is legal, ask me.
Oh, I know, right? And I so am. This was like a spur of the moment. Like, we planned it 2 weeks ago, but I definitely do want to get some, you know, literature and stuff like that to bring with
you
to events like this. We're going to PAX East. It's a big convention like this, gaming convention in Boston in April of next year, so I'm going to be ready.
Awesome. Yeah, that's plenty of time to get ready. That's
right,
amazing.
Well, I'm looking for my nephew, and I've already lost him. I'm just, like, walking around in circles, like, all these different stars. I mean, y'all, there are ones from the X-Files, from Star Wars, William Shatner's here. I mean, everybody.
Oh, wow. That's
that
really
sounds
cool.
Like fun.
Oh, God,
fun.
There's Alex. There's Adam Baldwin. Oh, my goodness. He is from, like, oh, I'm sorry. But I'm going to let y'all go and have fun with the show, and I'll be with y'all next week. And I'm there in spirit. I am barefoot
Absolutely.
Around here.
And if you find somebody
totally.
Barefoot, see if they're willing to, like, call in, you know what?
Most
you know,
deaf. But like I said, I have not seen anyone. And I'm being drug around by my boyfriend. And he's like, can't even sit still himself. He was like, oh, yeah,
well,
I ran into, like, some
kidding?
Nerd convention.
Yeah.
It's 5 days worth of nerdy, geeky goodness.
I love it. It's just, like, absolute bliss. All right, well, y'all have
right
a
on.
Good one, and I am going to try to find somebody that is barefoot, but I haven't found anybody, so they're not enjoying the natural energy and like I am.
And we can tell how excited you are. Make sure you share those pictures, Patty.
Oh, I most definitely will, and I love
right.
each one of you, and y'all have a wonderful rest of your weekend.
All right, love you, girl.
I love
you
y'all.
Too, buddy.
Later.
Bye,
baby. Later.
Wow, how cool is that?
Very cool. 27058. Yep. That's right. Yep. Well, we've got our own awesome thing in the works here with the Barefoot is Legal documentary. I call it a documentary. We can find information on that on barefoottvshow.com. And there are many slots open for, you know, if you have some footage you want to turn in that could be added into the documentary. There's also other things like some solid research on the health benefits of going about anywhere barefoot. You can turn in that information there as well at barefoottvshow.com, and we will incorporate that into the documentary. It will be presented through a particular network, and word will spread out there as it's done with many of these. How do we say this? Like natural remedies,
mm-hmm.
health documentaries, you know, just keeping people aware of this healthier lifestyle. You know, it doesn't get the Hollywood treatment, but it does get out there. Many of the other causes that we personally champion. And again, that is barefoottvshow.com. You can lend a hand, contribute, and that'll be good. Also, I can pull up the ad for it. See. There it is.
Pardon. Well, I've got something really exciting I want to talk to you. I want you to talk about once you get done explaining this. So remind me.
Is it about something that rhymes with festival?
Yeah. We have got. All right, I'm not going to go off on that until you get done talking about the documentary. Because I'm a little excited, so.
Oh, I think we're good with the documentary. That's barefoottvshow.com. Barefoottvshow.com. Log in, sign up, contribute to your cause. It's humanity's cause, really. But we'll
mm-hmm.
got something else in the works over here.
Mm-hmm.
Great. Take it away.
Oh, I don't know if I want to take it away, but I really, really want to take it away because there is talks of a Barefoot is Legal / Freedomizer Festival that we are wanting so badly to put together, and we need everybody to, you know, band together and spread the word and you know, do see, you know, like they've said, we have a group of over 6,200 people. If everybody, you know, chipped in $1, that would cover the, you know, venue for 2 days. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, having the, I'm losing my thoughts here. Sorry, you guys. Having the
you're visualizing
everybody,
the
having everybody express interest in this is very vital to this project because we want it to be something that is memorable and something
and
that is going to be just phenomenal.
This would be our first one, so we want to make it great, and we would actually be doing it annually. If it goes, you know, if it goes over without a hitch. Yeah.
And that would be amazing. And I think he was talking about doing it, was it
San Diego?
Well, there's
San Diego,
the
California
location.
Is what is being proposed right now.
Right.
Yeah.
San Diego, California for 2 days. And,
yeah, and
no,
open, he's open to other suggestions if, you know, if it's appropriate, you know, for what we need, because this place apparently already has, like, the area, you know, the where you can get vendors, and it's around local things that, you know, you wouldn't be just at the festival. There's other things that you could do as well.
And there is a poll
mm-hmm.
on our Barefoot is Legal page that is, you know, asking if people are interested in either volunteering or, you know, obviously donating or vending or just if they're going to go. So if anybody can check that out, we'd like you to respond to that poll because it gives us an idea of what we're working with. So if we can pay attention to that.
Respond
yeah,
and tell your friends and everything so that we can, you know, we need to, as you know, us, you know, we need for
absolutely.
Our members to be able to show the interest so that we can work hard towards this goal and make this thing happen.
Right.
Absolutely.
The reason the San Diego, California area has been chosen has to do with the increased chances for speakers and somewhat known bands who do what they do barefoot. You know, many of them are living or around that area to sort of get them there. So that's one thing about it, you know, aside from the space. But it's so simple, just, you know, walking around barefoot. You know, I swear, everybody wears flip-flop sandals because they want to be barefoot. They just don't know that they can be. But the movement has been growing, you know, it has been. You know, everyone can meet each other at this kind of an event. Okay. It grows our bond. Okay, now I'm paraphrasing here Dave's words over here is, let's see, quote, the elephant in the room is we can work on ways to get vendors, bring in bands, sell tickets, etc. But again, this costs money and we need to, you know, raise the amount that is needed. And it would be great if we could make this a 2-day event. Then we would put something, you know, nice together. And we have to raise those funds and that money. We have to have that figured out before getting the vendors and the ticket sales and accommodations and et cetera.
Right.
We have to have that ready to, you know, to get it going. We do have one sponsor that I know of is the Save Around coupon book company. But again, our initial target is $6,000. Really, $1 from every member would cover that, and we'd get something good started. And we could reserve that slot ASAP. And I believe we're looking at summer, June of next year.
That's what he expressed to me.
You know, if everyone chipped in $2, we would have most of the expenses covered. If everyone chipped in 50 cents, we could at least devise the next strategy, you know. You know, the barefootislegal.org, we do have a, you know, the magic donation button. We've been using that so far to help cover the costs of not just running the sites and keeping the show on the air, but also for compensating for the work that goes into contacting the state health departments, you know, all those offices, you know, sending out the correspondence, and also contacting you know, whatever companies need to be contacted in order to educate them as a business organization concerning their barefoot clients and customers. Okay, so you know, it's this money over here that you would put in is something that you're investing in, you know, for yourself and your health, your lifestyle, and it will help everybody around you exponentially. You know, you don't have to be the only person in town that knows what's going on over here. They can also reap the benefits thereof. So pulling together,
yeah.
You know, grab that $1, you know. You can also set it up monthly, you know, say, I don't know, what's the cost of a cup of coffee nowadays, like, you know, one of those fancy ones, you know, anywhere between $3 and $5. Pop that in, make it a recurring donation here for, you know, every month, and you know, it will make things easier for everybody to enjoy
yeah.
the barefoot lifestyle.
And I know that, you know, San Diego, for us East Coaster people, is quite a trip. But we do have, you know, we do have time to save and prepare. And, you know, of course, that would be my plan
mm-hmm.
to be able to get out there, because this, I feel like we do this. This is not something I can miss. I don't care where it is.
Mm-hmm.
And,
that is
and
true.
You
that
know,
is true.
Knowing far enough in advance, you know, be able to save up the money for the trip, you know. So, I mean, I can't miss this. And I'm really
mm-hmm.
excited. I'm really excited about it. And I would love
I
to go back to San
because...
Diego.
Yeah, I mean, there's okay. Like for example, you know, here in Atlanta, we have Dragon Con. I like it. You know, I'm a fan of all those awesome fun things. This, however, I have to think of it at least for myself, and perhaps you know, my nerdy convention peeps. You know, we think about the conventions that go on in California. You know, there's
uh-huh.
several of them. There's, you know, and I thought, okay, you can you know, save your money and all your resources and plan ahead, you know, to get your rooms and go see that.
Yeah.
Which is absolutely fun.
Heck yeah.
This particular festival, this is something that we are doing for ourselves. And for our family, our friends, and their family and their friends, respectively, we're doing this for everybody, you know, not just the entertainment industry.
Ooh,
so you can look at it that way.
And if there's enough of us, there would be able to be, you know, we'd have a really good shot of getting hotel discounts.
Well, yeah, because the more people that sign up, the hotel can set up a group discount, and it'll be like kind of like these conventions. For example, you can have a whole floor for a particular group. I know it happens with a certain like the live action role play groups, like let's say the what is that Star Wars one, the 501st Legion. You know, there's many of these guys, and when they get together at these conventions, you know, they all, you have like a little, like a small army. It's what
mm-hmm.
it looks like. When they go to the conventions, they will actually pay for a whole floor if that's what it takes, and the hotel will gladly give discounts for that. And that's just a Star Wars group going to one of these, you know, comic book conventions.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is for you.
You
know,
yeah, and that's what we need to know. We need to know the interest, you know, as soon as possible so that we can make this stuff happen. So I know we've got a really cool guest, Jenny Williams.
Yes, we do.
Yeah,
hey,
I'm
Jenny.
So excited. So I was excited to hear from her. Is she, or are we taking a break first?
Yes, we will have our special guest, Jenny Williams, on right after the commercial break.
Awesome.
Which is
I can't
coming up
wait.
Really, really, really soon.
I can't wait because she's got a great story. And she's had quite an adventure this week. So,
oh, right on.
Yeah, so we get to hear all about that.
Sweet deal. Again, welcome everybody to the Barefoot is Legal show via freedomizerradio.com and also Blog Talk Radio. Thank you very much for helping us boost this program. We are going to go on commercial break, and we will be right back with more Barefoot action for you.
All right.
All right.
Vaccines are required for students, employees, immigrants, military members, and international travel. Do you know how to legally avoid them? This is vaccine rights attorney and Freedomizer radio host Alan Phillips. My vaccine exemption ebook can help you avoid the mistakes that have cost others their exemption rights. Get the authoritative guide to vaccine legal exemptions, an ebook available at freedomizerradio.com and vaccinerights.com.
Let freedom ring throughout the land.
How would you like to make your work more enjoyable, be more creative and relaxed, all while sitting at your desk? That's exactly what my Serenity Rug has done for me. This revolutionary footrest, I can't even call it a footrest, because this thing encourages movement of your feet, which results in more blood flow. While traditional footrests advocate the motionless placement of your feet, I found that I'm unconsciously digging my feet into the long, soft grass strands of the Serenity Rug. It delivers an incredibly relaxing sensation that closely resembles the feeling of an exotic foot massage. If you have ever had a foot massage that made you want to stay there for hours, you know what I'm talking about. If you have not heard about the Serenity Rug, check them out at serenityrug.com and join the exclusive Serenity Rug community and enjoy a feeling of comfort and relaxation that most will never experience. They've sold out before, so I suggest you do your feet a favor and grab one of these. Again, that's serenityrug.com.
Solutions to Delusion. How do you do this? Well, join me every Friday night on the Delusion Solution radio show from 6 to 9 p.m. Central Standard Time and 9 to 12 midnight Eastern Time right here on the Freedomizer Network, where we will be discussing and discerning the times by making sense of current events and bringing to light much-needed topics. Our calling number is 347-324-3704 to listen in. Watching with your ears and listen with your eyes. I'm your host, Tara Dawn, and I'll see you there.
Hey, Freedomist, join me, Proof Negative, weeknights, 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Pacific, as we fight the New World Order together, right here on Freedomizer Radio, your exclusive home of the Proof Negative Show.
And welcome back to Barefoot is Legal Show. Barefootislegal.org, barefootislegal.org. If you are going to a restaurant, you're shopping for hardware, and get an employee running up to you saying, hey, you can't be here shoeless, well, you can educate them right on the spot. Barefoot is legal. No state health department has a thing against it. OSHA only applies to employees. And you have taken responsibility for yourself the moment you walk into said place of business. Now, can they insist that you leave? Yeah, they can. And you can also go shop elsewhere. Okay, you can pump gas somewhere else. You can slip on some kind of footwear to appease them, and get the things that you need. But you go back onto barefootislegal.org, and there we have the complaint link. We have the complaint button. There's also a hotline number that you can find there. And we have some pretty darn awesome, superb volunteers who will take your information concerning, that place of business, what happened as far as the incident goes, and they will take it upon themselves to contact them, and they will work out the diplomatic solution for this. One thing to note, whenever you do have this incident, is that what is it, the number one rule of barefootislegal.org is that you never, ever, ever point to the phantom no shirt, no shoes, no service sign. We know that no shirt, no shoes, no service sign was a vicious, vicious lie that turned into a rumor that became this, it just became this international bad habit. It's a terrible, terrible thing, but here we are. Okay, here we are, knowing full well that we are much more comfortable with our feet out in the sunlight, in the open air. Somehow, some way, these businesses think that it's no shirt, no shoes, no service. Not true. No, not true. And we will help you with that. Go to barefootislegal.org. Click on the complaint link. Fill out the form. And we'll make sure that everybody wins. Now, enough of my blathering. We do have a special guest today. We have Jenny Williams. Jenny Williams, who also co-hosts with Nicole and Kaliki on the Freedomizer Sustainable Living Show, which is on Sundays at this very same time slot that we're on right now. I can't wait to hear what Jenny has to share with us today.
Hi, Jenny.
See if we can. Hello, Jenny.
Oh, can you hear me?
Hi.
Yes. Hi.
We can still
okay,
hear
cool.
You.
Okay, cool. Well, in case it didn't tell me that, I was on.
No, that's right. No warning.
Okay. Well, actually,
welcome
you guys
to
will
the
be...
show, Jenny.
Thank you. I'm actually currently sitting out in my mom's backyard, barefoot, naturally. And my
Yay.
Mom actually lives... Her property butts up against an elementary school. And I'm currently watching a teenager swing on the swings completely barefoot.
Nice. And you told me that you saw someone cutting their grass barefoot yesterday, right?
Yeah. I was running around like a crazy person in the grass.
And you didn't cut your feet?
Huh?
And you didn't
I'm
damage
sorry,
your feet cutting... grass barefoot?
Oh, no, I didn't cut the grass, no. No, there's... no, I was just running around like a crazy person because we don't have grass in Arizona.
I thought you said you saw someone cutting their grass barefoot.
Oh, yes, I saw somebody cutting their grass. They were on a riding lawnmower, but, they were still barefoot.
That's awesome.
Yeah. That's right. I forget, in Arizona, you don't really cut the grass. You more like rake the rocks and get this dust off.
That's right. Yes, that's
what I heard.
That's exactly what we do. Okay, so I guess a little background about me.
I have actually been going barefoot, you know, almost my entire life until I became an adult and was more aware of the social norms. And up until recently, once I found our lovely page on Facebook, I was one of those, you know, hey, you can't wear shoes or can't go barefoot in public. I didn't know any better. That's my fault. You know, I didn't look into it. Although, you know, had I known many, many years ago, I don't think I would own a pair of shoes now.
Yeah, and that's why we're here.
But
let everybody know it's not illegal.
Yeah. Well, and the funny thing, it's funny that you say that, Christy, because as you all know, I posted on our page on Facebook that as soon as I got to the airport, my shoes were gone. They went in my bag. I went up to the ticket counter barefoot. I, you know, went through security barefoot naturally because you kind of have to. And I just, you know, never put my shoes back on. I went through two flights, and once I got into Indianapolis, and, you know, I was walking out of the terminal, and my friend was standing there waiting for me, and he goes, "Where's your shoes?" "In my bag." He goes, "Well, why don't you put them on?" "I don't want to." "Well, why?" I was like, "Because I like being barefoot. It feels better."
Nice.
And he's like, "Well, what if somebody drops something?" "I walk around it." And we actually, as soon as we walked out of the airport and into the parking garage, we actually had an argument. He goes, "Well, you need to put your shoes on." I said, "No, I don't want to." And then he comes back with, "Well, you should." I said, "No, I won't." And we argued for like 5 minutes walking to the car. Mind you, the whole time I am completely barefoot. And he's sitting there just telling me, "Oh, you need to wear your shoes. You need to wear your shoes." I was like, "I don't need to." And then we stopped at Waffle House. I walked in there barefoot. And boy, let me tell you, that floor was so cold and it felt so good.
Yeah.
And he's like, "You can't go in there." I said, "There is absolutely no law saying that I can't go in there barefoot." I was like, "I have my shoes. If they ask me to put them on, you know," because I was hungry. I hadn't eaten for several hours. It was an overnight flight. And, you know, I was just, you know, if they told me I needed to put my shoes on, you know, I had them with me. I knew that where they were, you know, I wouldn't have argued. Just because I wanted food.
Right.
So,
sometimes shoes exceptions are necessary.
Yeah. And then yesterday, you know, Thursday is when all this happened. I actually successfully surprised my mom for her birthday. She had absolutely no idea I was coming. I was able to keep my first secret from her in 30 years.
That's awesome.
So, yeah, she had no idea that I was here. You know, I started to walk up to the door, and she peeked out the door at me. And it was like she did a triple take to make sure she knew who I was. And
definitely not expecting to see you walking up.
Oh, no, absolutely not. She really wasn't. And, you know, I had her birthday gifts in my hand, and she was flabbergasted because I actually was able to do something that I've never been able to do in my life. And then yesterday, me and my best friend went and got tattoos together. And I went to the tattoo parlor barefoot.
Nice.
And since, you know, I know how it is, you know, with the whole wiping the ink away and whatever, and I was like, there's no point since I got my tattoo on my leg to have shoes on. So, yeah,
right.
I've been barefooting a lot out here, and it's a lot easier because grass. I like grass.
Grass is nice.
It's the best.
So, there you have it. story of
my
life.
I am so glad that you've had a wonderful barefoot experience and a wonderful, flight experience and all that. Did you get to ride an escalator while you were at the airport?
It was one of the moving walkways.
Oh, how was that?
Interesting.
I bet.
Yeah, because, you know how they have the slats in them and everything. Well, I could definitely tell that the slats were there. But, it wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be.
Well, good. And good that nobody gave you any problems or anything like that, and you were completely comfortable. That's awesome.
Oh, yeah. Well, no, the only problem I actually had was I was wearing a skirt and it was a little long in the back. And I had, since I am disabled, I have a walker for when I do long distances.
Right.
And I was at my gate, waiting, and I decided to switch seats so I could plug my phone in. And I pulled my walker behind me, and it tried to pull my skirt down.
Oh, my gosh.
So, yeah, I seriously tried to moon people at the airport, and I was like, oh, my gosh, what in the world is going on here?
Crazy hippie barefoot lady tried to moon us at the airport.
Yeah, and the funny thing is I have to fly through the same airport to go home. So, oh, well.
Maybe wear a shorter skirt.
I could, but I only have the one with me. So,
gotcha.
Yeah, and let me tell you, flying in a skirt is a whole lot more comfortable than jeans.
Oh, I imagine, because jeans can be very uncomfortable anyway, and you want to try to be as relaxed as possible on flights.
Oh, no, I just blurted out my thoughts that I don't really like denim.
Oh. Well, I don't like the
yep.
actual denim. I like the stretchy denim because, I'm a big girl and I like to be able to breathe.
Just give me big comfy shorts, and a hoodie. I'll be good.
Yeah. Well, living in Arizona, believe it or not, I'm white as a ghost. And, sorry, my cell phone is going off. Because, I don't tan, so I actually wear pants all the time. Even in 115-degree weather, I am wearing jeans. Or,
oh, God.
Like, stretchy pants.
I like wearing my shorts. I can't be in the heat with some jeans on. I feel like I'm suffocating.
It doesn't actually bother me. Granted, I might sweat a little bit more. But, it's just when the breeze decides to pick up. I actually, I can cool off.
Yeah. So how liberating was it to take such a journey completely barefoot?
Oh, yeah. I thoroughly enjoyed it. I'm sorry, my brother decided to come up and talk to me. Yes, please.
I can't wait to cross the country when, we have this festival for San Diego and fly across the country barefoot. That's going to be so cool.
Go and litter.
I'm not littering. That wasn't me. Sorry.
Don't litter. Let's tell everybody, don't litter.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely don't litter. I honestly think that's part of the reason. Aside from the this odd psychology that people have, they're used to wearing shoes. So when it comes to Okay, like today, like when I went to the racetrack gas station and for a slushie, sure enough, there's a little kid that's already been there, and his cup is overflowing with red, sticky, sugary goodness, and it's on the floor, not on the little tray, on the floor. And there I am with my awesome bare feet, and I'm thinking to myself, well, that's going to be sticky because I need to get there.
Yep.
But what's the issue? The issue is that people are wearing sneakers or whatever, and so they don't mind as much concerning, adverse debris on the floor. Now their instinct is to, of course, step around whatever. If it's liquid lollipop on the floor, the mythical, legendary broken glass area, dog poo, I don't know. But they have shoes on, so for them, they think, okay, well, I have layers of safety between myself and this biohazard. Just general living and just, perceiving your environment, it's not like everyone is going out of their way to keep their neighborhood clean. There are people who are paid to do that at certain times of the month.
Right.
Well, and it's unfortunate.
I've actually had experience with somebody who absolutely refuses to go barefoot. Like, in the middle of the night when she has to get up to go to the bathroom, she puts her slippers on.
That's what my girlfriend does.
Like,
it's literally three steps from the bed.
Yeah, well, like, she won't. She's a smoker, and they smoke outside, but she won't go three steps from her front door to the her seat barefoot. She refuses, and I told her, I was like, you realize that you will feel a lot better if you were to go barefoot. This is actually my sister-in-law, and she goes, well, I've never liked being barefoot ever in my life. I was like, well, if you decide to maybe think about it, come talk to me. I'm living in Arizona, we've got cactus. Oh boy, do we have cactus. And, we've got snakes and tarantulas and scorpions, not trying to deter anybody from going to Arizona if they choose to. But, that's just a some of what we've got. And I will actually, unless it's really, it's a hot day, if it's over 90 degrees, I will not go outside barefoot. Only because I don't want to burn my feet. I haven't built up the calluses on my feet yet enough to be able to withstand it.
Yes. And it does.
Well, sometimes the temperatures are just too much anyway. I mean, you do what
There's
you got to do.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, and that's one thing I loved about being here in Indiana is, I can run around barefoot all I want and not hurt myself.
That's good.
I really enjoy it. Sometimes I miss, being able to do or to walk around barefoot, whatever. So, I don't know. I guess it's one of those, you kind of miss what you had, but you're glad with what you got kind of ordeals.
Yeah, it depends on where you are, what you're used to. I mean, we have all our barefoot peeps over in the big cities, like inner city New York over there, and they're barefooting just fine. It has to be a very extreme kind of a weather condition that would merit safety gear.
Yeah.
Well, like anything else, really. Like anything else, it's like, like the arguments that we'll always make, they sound silly, but you know, they're worth mentioning, I think. Kind of like,
yeah.
Well, you know, you need those flip-flops on for some kind of safety. Flip-flops will not save you from falling objects. Perhaps a helmet would, but you know, if you're in a supermarket or, you know, a convenience store or the mall, that's least likely to happen. If you're a construction worker in a construction zone, yeah, I'm sure a hard hat is merited. You know,
right.
But really, flip-flops are not going to protect you from much. If anything, those two toes of yours will be too busy trying to grip that one little piece of material so that you don't trip over anything, like your actual flip-flop.
Hey, I actually know Facebook and Barefoot is Legal, I actually know a barefooted carpenter who works barefoot. Which I think is totally awesome because, you know, not many people get to have a job like that. You know, he works for himself, you know, so he can do that. So, I mean, and he wouldn't have it any other way. So I think it's really cool. I've got a story, if you don't mind.
No, go ahead.
No, wait.
All right, so I help take care of an elderly lady on Wednesdays and whenever her daughter needs me. And I went to go do my thing, and while I was walking up to the doorway, I realized that she's having roof work done. And I get a little closer, and there's shingles all over the ground in between me and the door. And I'm going, is this a barefooter's worst nightmare or what? Because I didn't know, you know, even with shoes, those roofing nails are going to go through your shoe. You know, I didn't know exactly where to step, so I was being, like, very careful. I would, like, kind of feel my way, put my foot down a little bit, and then gradually put some pressure on it. That way, if I did step on a nail, it, you know, wouldn't poke me. I mean, because I was kind of freaked out by that. And then I had to go back at night, and, boy, I was still, I think that's the most scared I've been to be walking barefoot. But like I said, even with shoes, that would still be an issue, but thankfully nothing got me. So I'm grateful for that.
Yeah, I remember that, Christy, because you had actually sent me a picture. You're like, oh my god.
Yeah, I did. I did. I was like, oh my goodness, oh, this is hairy. I had something else I was going to say, and I lost it, but maybe I'll think of it here in a minute. It was unrelated to that story. It was a different... Oh, I know what it was. I'm sorry. I went to go and pick up my daughter from cheerleading practice, and I couldn't figure out where she was. So I'm walking around the little parking lot area, and I was considering going into the building, you know, trying to find her, but I was like, nah, and I turned around and I walked back, and I was just kind of, you know, meandering, and this guy was sitting in his truck, and he rolled his window down, and he said, hey, ain't that asphalt burning your feet? I was like, not this one. because it was, you know, really hot. It was like 95. And mm-hmm. Usually that's about my limit. If it's over 93, 95, you know, if it's 93 and 95, I can somewhat tolerate it, but it's getting to the point where, you know, I got a skitter. Over that, it gets mm-hmm. It's too much. But it was actually not very hot, and I was just, you know, otherwise I wouldn't have just been standing around, you know, trying to figure out where the kid was. And So I thought it was pretty awesome. I was like, nope, it doesn't burn.
Yeah, and that's a, this is a good experience because it gets people thinking, first of all, you know, they get the nerve to even bother asking, you know.
Yeah.
You know, what your comfort level is wherever you are. And then you let them know, no, you know, we're fine. And it's good. It's good. The more of us are out there, the more question marks, you know, start floating over people's heads as we go on about our business. You know, I think things will improve. They'll be mindful of themselves and their environment.
Definitely.
You know, like some of our peeps who, you know, they go to restaurants or you know, or like sports bars or something, you know, they just, you know, want to go there, you know, hang out with, you know, hang out with the peeps and the fans and, you know, enjoy themselves and, you know, just have a good relaxing time and they're not wearing shoes. People would, you know, be, you know, not that they're less careful, but, you know, some of those places, you know, perhaps they serve their beverages in a glass container that might fall on the ground, that might or might not be noticed by said barefooter, you know, there's always those things. But the more people know that, you know, that you're perfectly fine walking on this nice, shiny, flat surface or parking lot, it's just great.
Well, you know, I was actually able to school my mom a little bit in the barefoot world.
Awesome.
Because she actually, because I said something about, you know, because I'm going to, or I'm having a birthday party tonight at one of my favorite bars. And I told her that, you know, I will probably be going barefoot. Because luckily for me, they serve, like, everything in Dixie cups. So, you know, they're paper cups or plastic cups or whatever, so there's no glass in this bar. And
okay.
She goes, well, you know, I thought that was against the law. I said, no, Mom. I was like, actually, there is no law stating, federal or state, stating that you have to wear shoes. I said, it's more or less, you know, the company's decision as to whether they will allow a barefoot person to, you know, enter their business. And she tried to come at me with, you know, health code violations or something. I said, Mom, I said, there's nothing, the FDA has nothing, you know, anywhere else, the Department of Agriculture and all that. I was like, there's absolutely nothing in any of our laws that state you have to wear shoes. And she goes, wow, that's really interesting.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, I think
that's true.
Like a movement.
Wait,
in my own family.
I think to remember this, who was it that posted in our Barefoot is Legal Facebook group about going to into this particular bar and they serve their drinks in Dixie cups, but someone had mentioned was it an employee or was it this mentioning the you know, the dangers of you know, glass shards, you know, basically ruining everybody's day there.
I don't remember reading that.
I don't either.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Okay. It's on the feed. I mean, there's one of the good things of the Facebook group page is that people can just post their experiences on there. But yeah, one of our group members went to this this particular place, this bar, had already ordered their drink, but one of the employees came up to them and you know, gave them the whole, hey, you can't be in here without shoes because it might be dangerous. And this person, the customer, pointed out, you don't serve in glass cups, you know, and pointed out the plastic cups that they were serving their drinks in. And the person kind of like glitched on them and started, you know, citing whatever comeback they could. And I mean, this person ended up educating the employee, but they ended up going somewhere else because it was just too much. I mean, quite frankly, for us in the know, it does get extremely frustrating.
Yeah.
When you're just trying to point out the obvious to somebody in the form of, you know, simple education, and you still get so much pushback. After a while, anybody can get frustrated, you know, whether it's walking around barefoot or, you know, some other serious social issue.
Yeah.
Well, that reminds me, you know, I am in a constant fight with my fiancé about driving barefoot.
Yeah.
He swears up and down. Like, we've actually gotten into a couple of arguments because, you know, I'll go to leave, and he's like, where's your shoes? I'm like, over there.
What, did you show him the stuff yet?
Yeah, I've showed him a lot of the stuff, you know, on our site and everything.
Yeah.
And he's
he countered with a link to, you know, the I guess the government site that he is quoting from?
He's not been able to come back at me with anything other than he heard
of
it
course.
And so true.
Yeah, I think it's because
I showed him the Factor Myth little thing we've
yeah.
got on our site.
Oh yeah,
and
flyer.
I pointed mm-hmm. that out to him, and I said, "Look, it says right here that there is no law saying you cannot drive, or that you can't, yeah, that you can't drive barefoot." He's like, "Well, Arizona
mm-hmm.
has one." I was like, "No, it doesn't."
Show me.
I was like, "If you can
right
prove
on.
It to me, I will start wearing shoes while I drive. If you can't, I'm going to continue being barefoot."
So you know you won.
I know
yeah.
I won, but it's going to happen again. I know it will.
Ooh,
yep. If anything, there are more news reports of people getting into these unfortunate, tragic accidents because they were wearing flip flops while driving. And the flip flop somehow slipped off, or you know, part of that Y-shaped strap got caught on the edge of one of the pedals, and tragedy ensues.
Yeah. Well, he actually came at me with, "Your feet can't grip the pedals." I said, "Really? Because I can wrap my toes around the pedals."
Yep.
What?
What? You can feel the pedals better. You can feel the tension of the pedal better. You know, when you depress the pedal. I mean, I like it. I like driving barefoot.
Well, see,
he needs
like,
to
okay,
hold the shoe in one hand and then wriggle his bare foot, and then look at the two, and then he can wax pros on, you know, about grip.
Yeah, well, he's sitting there because, you know, I can understand, you know, driving in flip-flops because I've actually had
right.
it happen to where my foot slipped off or, you know,
yep.
like if I'm on cruise control and I go to hit the brake, my foot gets stuck under the pedal.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, through the pedal or something.
Yep.
And it's gotten to the point where
mm-hmm.
I was not able to react in a timely manner, but luckily I was never in an accident.
Yeah. Oh my goodness.
So,
yep.
I was just like, and I told him, I was like, how can you ever say that you don't have or you can't drive because you can't grip the pedal. I was like, seriously? I was like, are you really that dense that you can't figure out, you know, your toes are there for a reason?
Yeah,
then,
or that the flat surface of the bottom of his shoe, you know, I say flat because
yeah.
I'm thinking of a flip-flop, but really, even if you have a cross-trainer sneakers, what's really going on is your toes are gripping a sock, and the sock is gripping the that new, you know, gel surface at the inside of the shoe, and then there's several layers, and then there's that part, and that's really just sliding or raking across pedals of the vehicle.
Yeah, well, like, even when I was wearing tennis shoes,
mm-hmm.
I've actually had my shoelaces get caught on the pedals. So, you know, if honestly, I believe that driving barefoot is actually safer than having any kind of footwear on your feet. I really
absolutely.
Do believe that. And
absolutely.
Then, like, well, you know, with, like, some of the decorative concrete that they're coming out with now, like, that they've got, like, at the movie theaters and grocery stores and whatever, those things are really slick when it rains.
Mm-hmm.
And I figured it out firsthand because I seriously almost fell and busted my backside in the middle of a thunderstorm because I have no... I broke my window on my car, and I didn't know that it was going to rain, so I didn't cover my window when I was at the movies. I ran out there. I ended up taking my shoes off halfway out to my car because I was wearing flip-flops, and I was like, well, you know, rather than fall, I'm going to take off my shoes and figure out, you know, and just do this the right way.
Mm-hmm.
I ended up putting my shoes in the car and I left them there.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, because, I mean, you're, oh gosh, it's, I feel like so weird. I always mention this, but really the, you know, between your 2 feet, you have almost 200 moving parts. You know, your foot moves around the way it does, and your toes wriggle the way they do for a particular purpose, and that is the dexterity of the rest of your body. And of course, I mentioned that for those of us, or I say most of us, who you know, can do this. But really. Actually, it was a big thunderstorm over here. Was walking into a Kroger supermarket, and I carried a pair of dollar flip-flops in my hand because at that time I honestly didn't want to get into it with anybody, but it was raining, and I was not going to put that on, you know, between the car and the store. And then again, it was raining. I'm telling you, I got up to the entryway, and I had two cashiers and two baggers and a supervisor turn to me, and not all of them at the same time, of course, but they were like, you're not going to put those on here. And I'm like, nope, I have no intention to. And I just, that was actually the last time I carried shoes into a Kroger supermarket, because it's just, it's logical. It's just simply logical. You know, people end up twisting their ankles, while slipping, mostly because they couldn't, you know, get the best dexterity during that situation. They need to, if you have bare feet, you are more aware of where you stand, where you're going, and you know, your feet can do their thing. They can move. Your toes can spread out and grip, and yes, even grip the wax tile surface at the mall. And you'll keep your balance. Anyways, now hold up for us here, Jenny. We are going to go on a quick commercial break, and
okay.
We'll be right back with our awesome barefoot shenanigans on Barefoot is Eagle Show.
Things seem to be going wrong in the world today. Every aspect of our lives seems to be under attack sometimes. Many struggle to make sense out of it. What is really going on? Identifying the problem is critical to any solution. Many people claim to have answers. But what is the truth? What works? What has worked in the past? History does repeat itself, and you must learn from it. You have choices. We cannot change the course of history, but we may change our role in it. All roads lead to Rome. All roads lead to the kingdom of God. The question is, which way are you going? Join us to make sense out of it all in the Sabbath hour at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time or 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for an iconoclastic look at the world yesterday, today, and tomorrow, and hear about the keys of the kingdom.
Got a spare tire around that waist? Is your muffin top over the top? Do you binge eat uncontrollably? We are the government and we are here to help you. Here at our free FEMA weight loss camp, we have numerous ways to help you shed those unsightly, unwanted pounds. FEMA, or Fatties, Eating Mitigated, automatically has a communist-style weight loss czar that specializes in centralized weight loss planning and communal extended fasting programs to shed that fat away in no time. Skin and boned means extra tone is the motto. Just remember, there is no way you can do it on your own. We will forcefully assist you into compliance. Failure is not an option in this utopian wonderland. How fantastic! Typical workout regimes include digging ditches and restocking them with dirt, building railways and more. Get life skills while you get lean. How do you join? Simple. Recite the Constitution in a public commons or violate the Patriot Act that includes simple misdemeanors. It's really that easy to get your own fenced-in slice of Americana. Stop being a fatty. The state is your daddy.
Things seem to be going wrong in the world today. Every aspect of our lives seems to be under attack sometimes. Many struggle to make sense out of it. What is really going on? Identifying the problem is critical to any solution. Many people claim to have answers. But what is the truth? What works? What has worked in the past? History does repeat itself, and you must learn from it. You have choices. We cannot change the course of history, but we may change our role in it. All roads lead to Rome. All roads lead to the kingdom of God. The question is, which way are you going? Join us to make sense out of it all in the Sabbath hour at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time or 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for an iconoclastic look at the world yesterday, today, and tomorrow, and hear about the keys of the kingdom.
All right, welcome everybody to barefootislegal.org's awesome online show. We've been talking with Jenny Williams and Kiligi Claybaugh.
Hey.
Somewhere in the background.
Yeah, sorry.
Sorry. Well, yes.
Yes,
that's
yeah,
right. You've got to get going.
I do. I've got food waiting for me. So I will.
Well, thank you
I
for coming on the show.
Oh, no problem. I will be back again, definitely.
Awesome.
Yay.
Thank you
so
for
you can,
coming.
You can catch Jenny Williams again possibly tomorrow.
Not tomorrow. I won't be able to be on tomorrow, but absolutely next weekend.
All right.
Sweet. Well, thank you for your input. We totally appreciate you.
Oh, no problem. Thank you for having me.
All right. Have an awesome day.
You too.
All
bye, guys.
Right. We are going to now get one of our callers on. And
right.
I'm just going to say, area code 954, you're on the air.
Oh, what's going on?
Hey.
Okay. You know, barefooting.
Of course. That seemed to be the theme of the group.
It's a good theme. I think we'll keep it.
No, or should I say, or should I say, hello, hashtag barefoot gang.
Yes.
Hashtag barefoot gang, hashtag Georgia barefooters. What's up?
So, Kevin, how has your week in barefooting been?
It's been fine, you know. As a matter of fact, I do got family all over Georgia, by the way. I never mentioned that. Yeah,
sweet.
So, yeah, I do. Anyway, I was in the store this morning, and braving the storm because I had to go get some from the store, and of course the winds are, as you know, because I'm sure you have been keeping up with the news about the tropical storm, hurricane, whatever it is. You know.
Yeah,
so
big nasty storm in Florida.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you know, me being from Florida, we're used to storms, so I ain't surprised. To tell you the truth, I'm really not.
Yeah.
So anyway, I go to the food line. I'm sure you heard of the Food Lion grocery store chain by now.
Mm-hmm.
And so I get to the register. You know, of course, I go in their store with no issues as of right now. So the cashier at the express line was like, be careful being barefoot because it'd be like glass and things. So, I could have said, you know, thanks for your concern, but for whatever reason, I didn't say anything because she usually doesn't say anything. Now, of course, I think she always I always see her, you know, every time I'm going there, but I guess she felt compelled to say something. I mean, maybe she said that because of the high winds or whatever, or maybe she said it because of being in the store, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But like I said, I really didn't say anything. Yeah, I really didn't say anything. Matter of fact, actually, that is the first time that she ever even said something to me about, you know, barefooting.
Mm-hmm.
Junk. So I just didn't say nothing. I just, like, you know. You know, in my mind, I'm like, you know, thanks for your concern. Last week, when I was in the gym, on base here, I was in an area of the gym in the weight room. Of course, the gym I go to, they require shoes. So when I got into the weight room, you know, I took them off, like I have been the last three times I went to the gym. So. And this is where I talk about stupidity versus logic. So I'm doing my squats, and some dude comes up to me. He's not even a worker. I don't even know who he is. Comes up to me and talk about, yeah, you need to have shoes on in here. You heard a staph infection? Like, yeah. Well, you need to have shoes on in here. So that's the newest excuse I've heard. So now I'm thinking, okay, you don't spread germs through your feet, you spread it through your hands. Second, you know, this was after he walked away when I started thinking about this. So the second question that came to my mind, if you're so worried about staph infection, how come nobody's in the gym wearing gloves? Okay, and normally people don't wear gloves in the gym. You know, I forgot mine in the car. So you're gripping the weights and the crossbars and all that stuff, and you're worried about me being barefoot, thinking I might get staph infection through my feet. So I went home, and I looked up staph infection. Staph infection is caused, you can get through skin-to-skin contact, and it is contagious. You know, do a handshake or a hug. You can even get it through a contaminated surface, surface, like a table or even a doorknob. My research didn't say nothing about getting a staph infection through your bare feet. This is where
where does the staph come from? That staphylococcus thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, where does the staph come from?
Yeah, see, staphylococcus, I'm sure everybody has heard of it, and it is part of my job to learn sanitation as well, because my job is a, I never said this, I'm a cook in the Navy. I'm a culinary specialist in the Navy. And part of our job is learning about nutrition and sanitation. Staphylococcus comes from postnasal drip from people recovering from colds, oozing, boils, pimples on the skin, you know, and stuff like that. You can even find in some salad or custard, you know, stuff like that. So it don't mention nothing about you getting staphylococcus or staph infection from being barefoot at the gym. So it just kind of threw me for a loop when he said that. And it was like, you know, okay, you telling me that based on what? Really, based on what? You know, so then later that week, you know, back in the gym doing some weightlifting, and this dude comes up to me. He's not a worker. He comes to me talking about, oh, where are your shoes? I'm like, right here. Like, I don't think you should be barefoot here for safety reasons. I'm like, well, you know, thanks for your concern. You know, I could probably understand where he's coming from, you know, saying, but hey, being in gym, you got no choice really but to be careful. You know, that it's not like if I get hurt in the gym, I'm not going to sue the Navy. I'm not going to win that fight. But besides that, you know, so this is the brand newest excuse of why we shouldn't go barefoot is you can get staph infection.
Yep. It's like, let's see. Now I'm doing the layman's bit over here concerning this. I'm on the magic of Wikipedia, staphylococcal infection. Let's see. Common cause of food poisoning. Produce and improperly store food. Yep. See skin diseases. Meningitis. Abscesses and sweat. Foreign bodies. Ear infection. Yep. I'm trying to find the part where you step on it and you pass it around to everybody like a zombie virus or something.
Let's be honest. The floors at the gym are dirty anyway, just like every other surface is completely dirty anyway. You know, so I'm trying to figure out how I'm going to get staphylococcus or even streptococcus for that matter. I forgot what that was. I mean, through your bare feet. You know, and we know that some germs or whatever are contagious. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But we talk about this all this time. Are you going to touch somebody with your foot? You don't shake hands. You don't shake nobody's hand with your foot. You know, so I'm like, so like, you telling me that based on what?
Like, I don't know. I remember, actually, this reminds me. Slipping through here on my screen, because somebody had mentioned, okay, I can't walk into a hospital barefoot because I'm afraid of getting MRSA. That's MRSA is methicillin resistant Staphylococcus aureus, you know, honestly, this is something that we should go seek some pro opinions on for our Barefoot is Legal group and also the the show. Just FYI, people, we have about 2 minutes left with this transmission. Let's see.
Hospitals to me are hitting this. Even I'm not sure.
All right. 9 seconds on the show. Yeah, I know there's plenty of us, like myself included. I'm a veteran, and I use U.S. veteran hospitals and clinics. And when I go to my appointments, unless it's unless I'm at work and I go from there, I'll have some kind of a shoe on. But for the most part, I don't. But this is definitely a good topic of discussion. So if there are any actual medical personnel out there, chime in to the Barefootist Legal Facebook group or call into our show next week, and we will totally hear you out and get more information on that. Again, we got a few seconds left. Thank you for calling in, Kevin. We totally appreciate you. And
Thank you.
And Nikki.
Yes,
everyone
have a good, safe,
enjoyable Barefoot Weekend, people. Again, that is barefootislegal.org, freedomizerradio.com. Thank you, and Barefoot on.
Goodbye, everybody. Where did I put that big old...